Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Analyst. A lot of people don't understand that. I have done more environmental impact statements probably than anybody that's, I guess I can say definitely, because I've done many, many, many of them. And I think I know more about the environment than most people. I want clean air. I want clean water. I want a wealthy country. I want a spectacular country with jobs, with pensions, with so many things. And that's what we're getting.
He knows everything about the environment. I guess you can learn a lot about the environment by destroying it. I don't know. But this man knows everything about everything. He knows everything about drones. He knows everything about the court system. He knows everything about the law. He knows everything about campaign finance. He knows everything about drones. He knows everything about everything. I mean, and he alone can fix it. This is, you know, he.
I am the chosen one.
Of course you are, sir. Of course you are. They just fact checked. This is amazing, man. I just, it'll wear you down. It'll wear you out. But this is why they call him a chaos candidate, okay? Because this is what Donald Trump does. He throws so many lies out there. It's like having Tourette's syndrome, okay? He just lies and lies and lies, and he creates disasters. He creates trouble. He creates chaos. He initiated this crazy trade war with China. Now nobody knows how it's going to end or what to do, how to get out of it. The farmers are beside themselves. The Chinese are beside themselves. The G7. Which is where he should have gone to create a unified front. You know what I'm saying? Instead, he went to the G7 and he decided to spend the time there telling everybody he knows everything about the environment while he's rolling back every environmental protection this country has ever thought of to keep water and air clean. Okay? He's saying, on top of it, he's saying windmills don't work. They cause cancer and they kill birds. And it's not reliable, causes blackouts and da 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 da. And instead of reaching out to the top seven economies in the world, the other six, and saying, let's do a unified front on these issues and let's conquer what ails us. Instead, he is the expert. He knows everything about everything. Well, this is hysterical. I have to show you something. A member of the Danish parliament... A member of the Danish parliament put out this video trying to pique Donald Trump's interest in the $23 trillion market that is there for green new energy.
Bing, bing, windmills. If it doesn't blow, you can forget about television for that night.
Mr. President, I want to present you to the greatest deal you have ever seen. It is so great that I thought I might actually get your attention by standing here next to this bird-killing, cancer-causing, blackout-generating, wind-energy-producing beast here. My name is Ida Auken. I'm a member of the Danish parliament. And now that you're here, let's talk about the deal.
Okay.
It's about cheap energy and saving the climate. Here's an example. The North Sea region, that's the sea on top of Europe, can produce twice as much electricity as all the coal-fired power plants of Europe combined. And look, it's smaller than Nebraska. Imagine the possibilities in all of your great United States of America.
Darling, I want to watch television. I'm sorry. The wind isn't blowing.
Oh, yeah. The blackouts. Don't worry about your TV dinners and movie nights. In Denmark, where most of our electricity comes from wind, we have on average 15 minutes of blackouts every year. Whereas in US, with all your coal-fired plants, you go dark on average 2 hours every year.
Our country is in serious trouble.
So, Mr. President, we all know you can do this. Just grab your pen, sign a deal, and let's save the climate.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh!
Oh, she was great. Oh, the whole world is laughing at us. You know, he's going to stand. He's going to start doing these, you know, crazy little rally and tell, oh, we're all respected in the world again. After this G7, this is just bizarre. He decided to use the entire G7 to advocate for Russia being included next year at his hotel in, you know, Miami in freaking August. What could go wrong? I mean, we're right now, just so you know, we are staring at a blob of circulating, swirling, whooshing wind that is gathering steam and storm wind speeds, you know, hurricane speed winds. And it's approaching Puerto Rico, which he hates and didn't want to help after Hurricane Maria 2 years ago because he couldn't figure out. He knows everything, but he couldn't figure out the logistics of a ship being the truck of the sea. Okay. But he knows everything, right? He knows everything about everything. And he just, you know, they're brown. They speak Spanish. He didn't want to help them. We know that. So now there's another tropical storm. It's called Dorian. And it's formed. And it's headed towards Puerto Rico. And we don't know if it's going to make landfall there. But we're pretty sure it's going to hit the Bahamas. And we're pretty sure it's going to hit us here in South Florida. And trust me, the first thing that will go is the electricity. This is going to be our Labor Day weekend. It's, getting gas for our grills, eating cereal, and pouring bottled water into our toilets so that they flush during the Labor Day holiday weekend. This is what we're staring at. But Idiot Boy wants to bring the G7, now he wants it to be the G8, to Miami in August next year. What could go wrong? He's such a doofus. And you know, here's the thing. He gave this unhinged press conference yesterday after the G7 was over, and it got fact-checked today. And trust me, you don't want to print this out because you will deforest all of North Carolina if you print this out. You will deforest all of Europe if you print this out. The fact-check is bizarre world. The man just lies. Now, this actually is a strategy. I don't know if he does it because it's strategic. I don't know if he does it because he can't help himself. I just don't know. I can just tell you this. This is why everybody understood that he would have a chaos presidency. That's what Jeb Bush said at the debate. And, of course, he's been proven absolutely right. Now, this is why, and this is, you know, you'll see in just a brief second. This is why we have RICO laws. What? Yes. This is why we have RICO laws. See, when a company or a mob or an organization creates so much chaos in the marketplace or in the law enforcement, where they're consistently and constantly breaking the law, not stopping. Everything they do is illegal. Every bit of what they do is illegal. You, as law enforcement, would use everybody in law enforcement to chase each and every lawbreaker, you know, every single thing that they do, every single, you know, crime that they commit as an organization. That's why we have RICO laws, where you don't go after each and every single violation of the law. You don't go after every car they stole or every box that fell off a truck or, right? What you do is you prosecute the whole organization and say the entire organization is involved in racketeering and they are corrupt. This is, I believe, what will happen to the Trump organization once Trump is out of office, number one. But number two, that's why we need to impeach him. The amount of damage he is doing, the amount of chaos that he creates so that he can steal. And one of the smaller crimes, but no, nevertheless a crime, a violation of the Constitution's Emoluments Clause, is planning the G7 at his golf resort in Miami in August.